Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and for some people who've been working from home the past year, style may have taken a bit of a backseat in favor of comfort. Now, as more and more people are getting vaccinated, some are eager to get back into dressing up a little bit again. The Washington Post recently reported that online clothing retailers are seeing a resurgence in general, with a growing interest in resort wear, also selling dresses and tuxedos and going out clothes in bold, bright colors. But what about those special pieces of clothing already in your closet that haven't seen the light of day in a year? The ones that recall a special memory or signify an important change in your life? Well, it might be a few more weeks, maybe even longer, until you can bust those items out again, depending on your situation. But in the meantime, a new show on Netflix explores the special meaning that people give to certain clothes they wear. So joining me now to talk about her series is Emily Spivak, artist, author of the book Worn in New York, 68 Sartorial Memoirs of the City, and now creator of the Netflix docuseries Worn Stories, which is out now. Hi, Emily. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thank you so much for having me back.
And just as a segue from our last segment, I'm going to play a clip from your next Netflix series, which features Antoine, who is incarcerated in California. And after being really dissatisfied with how baggy prison clothes were, he started altering them to make them more fitted. And here's 38 seconds of Antoine talking about what that first moment of doing that felt like.
When I first put on my altered pants, I felt like I was in a GQ magazine. Couldn't nobody tell me nothing. Can nobody tell me nothing?
It took me mentally and emotionally to other places outside of prison. It took me to date nights. It took me to family functions. It took me any and every place outside of prison. In essence, I'm rehabilitating myself. I'm preparing myself to walk amongst productive people in society. It gave me my identity back. I became more human.
And the unfortunate ending to this story, if I've got it correctly, Emily, is that he got sent to solitary confinement for altering his pants?
He did. He did. He went to solitary for, I think, 20 days or 28 days because he was not allowed to alter his clothing. And then he got out of solitary and he kept altering his clothes a little bit, but he says he was altering them far less than he had been.
Wow. So take us back one step and remind people of the whole sort of Worn Stories project. That was the title of your first book. Then you did Worn in New York, and now you've got a Worn Stories Netflix series. Wow. What's the larger idea?
The idea is that when we look into our closets, we have all of the, we have these clothes hanging in our closets, but we also have an archive of memories and experiences. When I would look in my own closet, I would see, you know, a shirt that my grandmother gave me, or something that I got on a trip, or something that was passed down to me from my mom. Our closets are full of memories and experiences. And I started writing some of my own, but I was far more interested in other people's stories. And I was using clothing, and I use clothing in a lot of my work because it's something that's so democratic. It's so accessible. We all put on clothing every day, and our experience, we experience the world through the lens of clothing. The only thing that's really separating us from, you know, getting splashed by a bus, or, you know, AC dripping on our head, or someone stepping on our shoe on the subway is our clothing.
So listeners, we're going to take a few phone calls with Emily as we continue to talk about and listen to clips from Her new Netflix series, Warren Stories. Maybe you know her previous work. But this is for you, folks. As the light at the end of the pandemic tunnel seems to be in sight, what is one item of clothing that you can't wait to get back into? 646-435-7280. What's one item of clothing that you can't wait to get back into, because it'll be, you know, appropriate for going out again in a context that you haven't in a while? And on the other side of that, is there a piece of clothing, and yes, it can be your sweatpants, that you've come to love during the pandemic and you'll always have a fondness for because of you wearing it during this period? 646-435-7280. 646-435-7280. A piece of clothing you can't wait to get into post-pandemic, back to wearing it, or one that you've become particularly fond of during the pandemic. 646-435-7280. Who's got one? Meanwhile, here's another clip from the series, and it's about clothes, obviously, but the first episode follows a few members of a nudist community. Emily speaks to a woman named Nisi, who's a young Black woman at a nudist resort in Florida. Let's take a listen.
Have a lot of younger Black friends who are open to nudity. So whenever I bring up going to a place like Cypress Cove to them, I feel like one of the initial reactions is like, is there going to be a lot of old white people? And I'm like, in my head, why does that matter? In a sense, nudism is obviously releasing yourself of clothes, but also of expectation and of restriction.
Okay, Emily, why did you open your series about clothes with a bunch of people not wearing any?
It's a bit of a surprise, isn't it? But what I love about it is that it sets the stage to start thinking about what we're saying through the clothing we wear and through the clothing that we deliberately decide not to wear. It was very deliberate, and what we put on, you know, we can hide behind what we wear, but we can also sort of showcase who we are through the clothes that we wear.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to go back to the topic of people who are incarcerated, because in addition to the story that we played the clip of before, you also have a story of a man released from prison after being there for more than 40 years. And because he has no family or friends, a volunteer picks him up from prison and takes him clothes shopping. So why'd you feature that story, and what did somebody buy after being incarcerated for 40 years to wear?
That's an incredible story. Rudy was incarcerated for about 40 years, and Carlos, volunteer, takes him to a thrift store, and he gets a pair of Dickies and a button-down shirt, brown pair of shoes, and he just he says he feels transformed, and he feels like he can move on with the rest of his life and put those 40 years of incarceration behind him. I mean, I think that we wanted to show that clothing is democratic. There's an equalizing nature to it, and there's so much more than what we cover ourselves with. And the stories that are taken together in Warren Stories show our collective human experience. So we felt it was really important to share his story.
Olivia in Long Beach has a piece of clothing she can't wait to get back into. Hi, Olivia. You're on WNYC.
Hello, Brian. So I am a massage therapy student, and I'm actually really looking forward to being able to put on a uniform once I'm a licensed therapist. But also, a lot of licensed therapists currently, because of the pandemic, have been losing a certain amount of business because they have to put on scrubs and then a surgical apron over the scrubs and then throw away that surgical apron after every single client they see and then sanitize the entire room. So it's a larger gap between patients. So I'm sure that I'm looking forward to when the pandemic is over, also not having to follow those regulations that were put in place for the pandemic that we're still in right now. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then a piece of clothing that I fell in love with while amidst the pandemic was this a hand-me-down skirt that a good friend of mine gave to me. She got it in Africa. It has this beautiful red and blue print on it. and it's just a wrap skirt. And I had never really gotten into wrap skirts, but because of being around the house and being in online classes, I just throw on the wrap skirt and I'm in love with it and I'm never going to get rid of it.
Nice, Olivia, on both counts. And how about that simple pleasure of anticipating being able to put on your work uniform again, because you'll be able to act normally at work again. And I think we have sort of the opposite story from Lillian in the Bronx. Lillian, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling in.
Sure. Hi. So I'm an attorney and I have to wear a suit to go to court. And I've always hated it because it's always been super uncomfortable. So when the pandemic hit, I was like, yes, now I can wear my sweatpants and just be really comfortable. And I feel really confident. And I actually feel like my sweat suit is super fashionable, and it makes me a more effective worker, actually, because I'm not constrained in pants and like a suit. So I I'm going to continue to wear it, and I hope that maybe this starts like a new trend, like comfortable clothing. I think just makes people more effective, and in my opinion, a little happier. So I love my sweatpants, and I'm going to continue wearing it.
That's a great story. Is there a way you can thread the needle when you actually go back to court in a way that won't get you thrown out or hurt your case?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I've been thinking about how I can, like, maybe buy, like, pants that are like, the waist bit, the elastic waist, maybe more, and then maybe wear, like, I actually was wearing my boots, my hiking boots, to court instead of, like, high heels, and nobody ever said anything to me about that, and they were super comfortable. So I don't know. I'm going to try to somehow... make it like so that the lawyers can be more comfortable and hence more effective workers.
Lillian, thank you so much. Hey, Emily, you hearing a lot of stories like this?
I am. I mean, I think that this is a great moment to, I'm thinking about her story as it relates to, there's an episode called Uniform in Warren Stories. And I mean, what she's talking about is kind of redefining her uniform, which I love that idea. You know, maybe there's a standard assumption about what one's uniform is going to be. But after we get through this, you know, do we redefine what our uniforms are, what we want to wear? But I'm hearing about so many people who are either going to, like you were saying at the beginning of the segment, you know, when they can come back out into the world wearing like bright, vibrant colors, and other people who are like, I'm sticking with the comfort. My hope is that people will start looking in their closets in a little bit of a different way and start wearing things that really do have meaning to them, or that they're drawn to pulling something out of their closet because it has a story or because of who gave it to them, not necessarily because of what season it is or even the designer.
Now, Molly in Manhattan might have a related fashion tip for Lillian in the Bronx. Let's see. Molly, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi there. I'm a longtime listener, first time on the show. Thanks so much for having me.
Glad you're on.
So I was thinking, I loved during the pandemic being able to wear matching sweatsuits. I have all different colors, different sets, different fits, and I just love wearing them. It's so easy. I wake up and I get to wear my matching sweatsuits. So I went online and I found matching silk kind of chic pajama sets is like a new style I've seen. So I invested in a bunch of them and I'm so excited to get to work, get out to parties and be able to kind of translate that easiness and efficiency of a matching set in terms of a sweatsuit into this silk, more elegant.
Yeah. So this is like high fashion, wear them for dress up out of the house, pajamas.
Yeah, they're literally called pajama sets, and I have a bunch of pairs. I had an engagement party this weekend, and I got to wear one, and it was so exciting. So I'm excited to, you know, wear this chic version of a sweatsuit.
Hilarious. Molly, thank you. And after the engagement party might come Debbie in Branchville, who's looking forward to wearing something post-pandemic. Hi, Debbie.
Yes, hi. I told your screener that I was looking forward to wearing formal attire for a wedding, safely social distance wedding coming up in June. But then I realized what I'm really looking forward to. I'm a children's author, but I also do face painting at the New York Renaissance Fair for the last 5 years, except for, you know, 2020. And, you know, we dress in corsets and all kinds of lovely Renaissance garb and show a lot of cleavage. And it's a lot of fun. And Unfortunately, they closed us last year, and they try to comfort us by saying, remember that after the plague comes the Renaissance. So I'm really hoping that by August of this year, maybe we can, you know, we can participate in that again.
And history will repeat. That's a great story. I'm going to leave it there because I want to get one more on before we run out of time. And it's really two more because it looks like Annabelle and Hannah in Bed-Stuy, two friends, are calling in together. Is that right, Annabelle, Hannah, and Hannah? And we have 30 seconds for the two of you, I'm sorry to say.
We're so excited for the Roaring Twenties of style.
Yeah, so I guess instead of the Renaissance, we're hoping that the Roaring Twenties are a lot more free, and we're thinking like extravagant garbage style. Like anything goes, like you just like put anything on from the deepest, darkest corners of your closet.
I love it, Annabelle and Hannah and Emily Spivak. I'll give you the last word in our last 30 seconds. We'll give a nice shout out to your Worn Stories Netflix series as we go. But isn't it interesting, the two pieces of historical reference we heard there from a caller ago, after the plague, the actual plague in the Middle Ages, came the Renaissance. And after the Spanish flu pandemic came the Roaring Twenties with a lot of, you know, really forward fashion.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that those are observations that I have also been just considering and references. We're coming out of this very, very dark time, and I think people are ready to be joyous and be around each other and do that with colors and fabrics. And I know that my vision is some incredible tuxedo. I just want to get a tuxedo made and wear it everywhere.
And that has to be the last word with Emily Spivak, whose new Netflix docuseries, like her book, is called Worn Stories. Thanks a lot, Emily.
Thanks, Brian.